Hi, I'm Nathan Feuerberg, writer and creator of Flies in the Jar. If you enjoy the show, it would be great if you could go over to iTunes or Podchasers and leave a review. Or, even better, just tell a friend. Flies in the Jar is a serialized radio drama. If this is your first time listening, it's advisable that you begin with episode one.
Previously on Flies in the Jar.
Yo, I'm not the crazy one here. There's a serial pyromaniac stalking our hood. Yo, why are you ordering all that? I'm about to go catch the bus down to Cliffside.
I'm Charles.
Are these your records framed on the wall?
I've got two tickets to the Tricky concert this Saturday. Would you like to take me?
That'd be awesome, Mike. I love trip-hop.
Smuggling. When did you start smuggling together?
We are just singer-songwriters on a road trip.
Well, your friend is going down for illicit transportation, and so are you, unless you can give us some information.
At least tell me where they would have taken her.
They'll question her. When they're sure she's told them everything she knows, they'll release her. Eventually, she'll find her way home.
And now, an all-new episode of Flies in the Jar.
Flies in the Jar is based on true events.
When you said it was hip-hop, I thought we would go to a rap concert, but this was so harmonic.
It was trip-hop, baby. Totally different.
There's a full moon tonight. Should we walk on the beach when we get home?
Yeah, let's pick up a bottle of red on the way.
Got a vehicle on fire corner of Sunset and Clark.
It's my car.
Stay here.
What? No. I can't believe it! I still have 3 years of payments!
Sir, ma'am, I need you to move away from the vehicle.
This is my car.
It's not safe here right now. You need to go up to where the others are standing.
Get that red line in here!
Roger that.
I can't believe this. Somehow the fire starter found me here.
Jimmy, it's okay. He doesn't want you. He's after me.
Flies in the Jar. Starring Lady Zen, John Jeffers, Kent Evans, and Clara Dunham. Acting consultant, Martin James Grappengetter. Sound mastering by Joshua Holloway. Produced by Lady Zen. Written and created by Nathan Feuerberg.
Deporting me? I didn't do anything.
We're doing you a favor. Eventually we're going to take down your partner and your boss, but you'll be safe in Sweden.
What's stopping me from getting on another flight back as soon as I land?
You were working illegally in the States. My office has sent that information over to U.S. Immigration.
That's so unfair.
Well, maybe next time you'll choose your friends more wisely.
Scandinavian Airlines flight 336 to Stockholm will be departing out of gate D42.
I'm going to unlock your bracelets now, and then you're going to board, right?
Whatever.
I can escort you all the way to your seat.
Okay, I'll get on the plane.
Bon voyage.
Screw you.
Ticket and passport?
Here.
Going in, sir.
Uh, Excuse me, I'm in 22F.
Sorry, I thought this was E.
No worries, you can have the window. I'll take the aisle.
You sure?
It doesn't matter. My girl is supposed to put me first class, but she screwed that up. Is there any way I could get a glass of champagne? I get really nervous before takeoff.
Right away, sir.
Some boy screw you over?
A girl.
Oh, I'm sure you're better without her.
It's not even that. I came out here to start my music career. And now it's all over.
Here you are, sir.
You better make that 2 champagnes. Here, drink this.
No, I couldn't.
Might make you feel better.
Thanks. Everything seemed to be going so well. I was writing songs, playing at bars, and then I got deported.
Deported?
Yeah. Now I can't go back to the States for, like, ever.
I don't need you to tell musicians this, but I'm a record producer.
What? Are you kidding?
Hi, I'm Charles.
Good to meet you. Elsa.
So, what kind of music do you write?
Ma'am, you need to back up. We'll take your statement once the area is safe.
We should go.
I think this is far enough.
I don't want to speak out here.
Welcome to Milagros, where the fiesta never ends.
Can we get a booth in the back?
Right this way. Your server will be with you shortly.
Thanks. So look, what's going on? Why didn't you say something?
I couldn't.
Someone came in my house and tried to kill me. They just set your car on fire. You need to tell me everything right now.
You don't understand. Those were warnings. If they really thought you knew something, you'd be dead.
Hi, I'm Trish, and I'll be your server tonight. Can I start you off with one of our apps? Maybe some Chipotle queso potato wedges or our world-famous guacamole?
Can you just give us a minute?
Rightio. I'll give you 2 shakes to look over the menu.
Baby, just tell me what happened. I can't help you if I'm blind like this.
I ran away.
From who? And now you smoke?
I used to be a driver. I would drive a car from Quebec to Michigan twice a month.
So you were smuggling?
I did it for my friend. He said the people at the border would never suspect a nice young girl with a French accent. I needed the money for university, so I said yes. Every 2 weeks, my friend would rent me a car and I'd drive it to the U.S. At first, I never looked in the trunk. It seemed like a better idea not to know. That way, if anyone asked if I had something, I could just shrug and say, no, nothing, and I wouldn't sound like I was lying.
Hiya, can I get you some drinks while you think about your order? Maybe a frosty pomegranate margarita?
Yeah, sure.
2?
Yeah, just give us a minute. To talk, right?
Rightio.
One day I was 30 miles outside of Kalamazoo. I pulled over at a gas station to call in and get the drop directions. For some reason, I felt very curious. I don't know why. Nothing had changed. But I had to know it was in the trunk. So I walked back to the car and opened up the trunk, and inside I found a cooler. And inside the cooler was something that looked like a liver.
You were, you were smuggling human organs?
I had no idea that I would find a liver. I thought it would be marijuana or, I don't know, ecstasy. I never would think my friend would sell human parts.
And that's why you ran away?
Yes. I called up my mother. I told her I was in trouble. I needed a place to hide in the U.S. She told me to call her back in 20 minutes, and when I did, she said, "Drive to Charles's house. He will take you." And then she gave me the address. I guess my mother and Charles were very good friends. He'd let me stay over a year, and he never asked me any questions.
So this very good friend, he's the one that's been lighting the fires?
It's not so much a friend. More like a group of people you don't say no to.
It's more than one person?
I'm sure they hire someone to start the fires.
Like a hitman?
I told you they're just sending a message. They're saying you need to keep quiet about our business or we'll hurt you and the people you care about.
I really wish I had my gun right now.
There you go. Two frosty pomegranate margaritas. Are you ready to order?
Flies in the Jar includes acting by
John Jeffers,
Kent Evans,
Clara Dunham,
Martin James Grappengetter,
Lady Zen,
Maya Jaye,
Angel Schmeck,
Maya Trujillo,
Solomon Rogberg,
David Galitsky,
Mitty Roget,
Joshua Holloway,
Kevin Hollerin,
and Nathan Feuerberg. Original music by Lady Zen, Joshua Holloway, and Dan Capaldi. Sound mastering by Joshua Holloway, produced by Lady Zen. Written and created by Nathan Feuerberg. Flies in the Jar is made possible by a team of voice actors and sound designers who have volunteered their time. You can listen to us on podcast platforms such as Spotify, iTunes, SMA Podcast, Radio Tulum, Stitchers, and YouTube. If you'd like to support the show and get early access to episodes, go to deepdrag.com and join our Patreon.